And this is WorshipFactory.net and Worship Factory Radio at KKLA 99.5 FM. I'm Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengaust and Monique Donnelly. And we're talking a little bit about Worship Factory and sort of the creative arts out there and why Worship Factory was created and who created it and why we created it and how we created it and how the Creator created us. And sort of
a lot of creating.
create. Yeah, you can go to worshipfactory.net and check it out for network. It is getting connected with the creative arts out there in the Christian community, which is really important. It's very, very important for us to connect with one another. So there is a social networking aspect on the website, and there's also a bunch of information you may like to be able to look at. So, Rod, what do we...
Well, I just want to mention it's just great to be on KKLA. Great family of people. And just great to work with. We're just anxious and excited about the Saturday night lineup and being a part of that. So thank you to Richard and the team for bringing us in, making us part of the family.
Absolutely.
Feels good to be here.
Go ahead, Monique. What's up with you today as far as this week? And happy Mother's Day coming up tomorrow. Be Mama's Day, and you are a mama in the creative arts out there with two beautiful little girls.
Yes, and guess what?
What?
Speaking of being a creative out there and being a mom, I had seriously one of the most exciting moments in my life. My little monkeys that I love so much.
Oh. God. You said monkeys.
I call them my monkeys.
Oh, they'll love that.
The Mother's Day.
The chimps.
Yes.
They're at home.
My two biggest joys, my girls, my monkeys, and my passion, which is singing, and joined forces. They actually got to do their first little singing job, and I felt like it was going to explode. It was the most exciting moment I think I've experienced.
That's incredible. Well, who did they... actually read, sing for? Can you say that as far as where they're at?
I think so. They did a little recording for composer John Powell for the there's a Dr. Seuss movie coming out, The Lorax. So they needed some little voices to do the part of a 3-year-old. And I have a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old. So another sweet little girl was there too. We were all just having such a good time. But yeah, it's fun being a mother in this industry and being able to bring in my girls too.
How difficult that is too, as being a single mom too, as far as I'm sure that's a really, really difficult juggling work and workspace and then also your own creative career, and, you know, running around then taking the little ones to their auditions, and now all of a sudden you're doing all of it, sort of a jack of all trades probably.
Yeah.
It sounds like.
Well, you know, it is actually kind of a blessing. Because you don't work every day. Gosh, that would be great if I did. But but because, you know, that you do have some downtime, it gives some quality time to be with my girls. So it's fun being able to just having a day free and going to the park or goofing off. They are learning piano, so we'll sit and goof off at the piano for a little bit. And so it's fun to share those downtimes together. And I have some great homeschooling girls who... you know, babysit my girls. When I get those random gigs in the middle of the day and I need someone to watch my little 4-year-old, it works out good.
We were talking earlier how surreal it is by you growing up and your mom sort of, you know, raising you, being a singer and growing up through there. And then now all of a sudden your girls are also now singers and you're watching the same thing almost through your mom's eyes almost,
right.
But it's your eyes.
Right.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it's a blessing. It's God's been good and faithful. And this industry is not consistent whatsoever. It's not a 9-to-5 job by any means, but that's when it's so great to just trust God and know that he's going to provide for us when the work is not there.
And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengaust and Monique Donnelly. And later on, we're going to actually have a guest in the studio that happens to be a very good friend of mine and also my brother, Mark Bryan, with The Artist Way, Artist Way at Work. For all those creatives that know his work, 2 million fans within the Artist Way community. And also a part of Oprah Winfrey. He was actually a part of the Oprah Winfrey Change Your Life team. And we'll get a little bit more of that in the next segment with Mark Bryan and The Artist Way and the Creative Arts. Rod, what do you think about Mark? You got a chance to experience the Artist Way workshop. What are your thoughts about that?
I am so looking forward to this segment. Mark is a dear, dear man and a wonderful life coach. Anybody who gets around him just feels inspired. I can do it. I didn't think I could before, but now I know I can.
Right. That's the word I was inspired.
Yeah. So if you're listening, you want to hang in because I'm telling you, you're going to want to hear what Mark has to say. It's going to make a difference.
In no matter what you do, whether you're a singer or artist, like a painter or songwriter.
Businessman. I mean, yeah. It's everything that he addresses.
Absolutely.
Amazing. Right. Amazing time. And go to worshipfactory.net and you can actually see Mark's bio and a little bit of his work. And us. And you also go to markbryan.com and also check Mark out on that. And he'll also have more information about his other books, his other work. Some of his work also in South Africa, as far as he has developed a curriculum for the United Nations and UNICEF, as far as actually for AIDS and poverty awareness. Pretty amazing background. An incredible individual. So next segment.
Next segment. So let's save that for the next segment.
But why?
Well, let's talk about Worship Factory and some of the things. We got several things we need to hit on and make sure our listeners know about. Our website that Kimden keeps mentioning is a fairly new product. So if you went there, you may have noticed that there's still a few things getting changed. And so we want you to just hang in there. We're excited about what's there and what's going to be coming. So check it out and give us feedback. Let us know what you think about the show, ideas that you have. We want to follow up on those as well.
Yeah, get connected out there. And also, as put on our heart some time ago. It's been a year ago now, just a brief on Worship Factory. Rod and I were walking out of the church one day from some tryouts, if you would, and actually came out and started talking to each other about what God has put on our heart for the creative community out there. I mean, how many times you felt isolated sitting in the churches or sitting out in your regular walk and not knowing as an artist where you're going to go or how you're going to get there. And it's so important to have somebody be connected to, that somebody can also, you know, help you or mentor with you, which is a huge thing that we've been talking about with Worship Factory. I think it's so important for us to be able to pass it down. I think it's also very important for us to pass it forward, as far as mentorship. Rod, you're doing a great program with the GROW program as it starts to build. Tell me a little bit about GROW.
Yeah, GROW is to help people bridge the gap between I'm learning my instrument, I want to know about worship, but how do I get to be on a worship team? Unless I'm already there, I don't get to be on the team. So this is a way of helping people GROW, which stands for Generate Real Overt Worship, to learn to be a worshiper and to expand themselves in their music and singing skills as well. And I want to mention, because you mentioned about connecting, and that's a big part of what Worship Factory is about.
Exactly.
We have a slogan phrase that we use, networking, network solutions for today's artists. And that's a big part of what we're doing, connecting people. It's connecting me to where I'm going, connecting me to what God's called me to be, and overcoming those things that are in between. We call it bridge building. And that's something that we want to emphasize with you, to get connected with each other and get supported.
Well, and I know that we've mentioned in the past that God kind of refers to us as the body of Christ. And if you have just a little eyeball over here by itself and a little hand over here by itself, it's not really going to be that productive.
Real good.
So the connecting and getting in contact with one another is so vital in becoming a functioning body of Christ.
Yeah. Well, the most amazing thing is that how do you get connected? So we go back to the social networkings of today as far as with the Facebook and Twitters and MySpace and everything else. And now Worship Factory actually has its own social networking site. So go to worshipfactory.net. I am Kimpton Bryan with Rod Schreckengast and Monique Donnelly, and you are listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. Again, Rod, I think that, you know, our hearts are so torn sometimes about seeing people in the churches that have not got the experience because maybe they weren't good enough, or how do I try out, or how do I become a part of the worship team at my church, or how can I maybe become somebody that's singing as one of the leads on the worship team? You know, sometimes you feel like, oh, I'm just in the choir, you know, and so often why can't I be like a Dan Franklin? I mean, why can't I be a guitar player like a Dan Franklin? And talking about Dan, I just wanted to bring that up because of the fact we were looking for some music for our show and for some opens and close for our show. And Dan Franklin, who's an amazing, amazing, amazing musician out there, guitar player with Leland and Franklin, Dan and Leland. Mm-hmm. Which is another, in fact, you can go to their website as well, but check out Worship Factory and check out a little bit more about Dan and Leland. But Dan had created that in just a short period of time, the little riff that is on there for our own song for Worship Factory. And Dan very well, and so does Monique. What are your thoughts about Dan's walk? We'll hopefully have him on next week. That's what we're trying to do. Hopefully we'll be able to get to that.
Right. Well, he's one of those creatives that that's out there doing jingles, and he's out there, you know, part of this industry and is a believer and is trying to kind of balance, you know, the two. Where do you, you know, how do you be the salt and light in this industry? So he's just another great person to be connected with. And just going back to the website, I love that there's so many resources there. It not only is a place where we can connect and be the body of Christ, but I love that there's also resources, you know, things, that you, lessons and things that you can check out to equip yourself.
Yeah, and we can talk about that too, as far as actually, you know, how do we get in and get out of that, and how we can actually help facilitate some of those lessons, or how can we facilitate some of those classes out there within the body. Obviously, with social networking, we can do that. We want your input. We're looking for your input. And again, we're having Mark Bryan on next segment. Don't go away on worshipfactory.com, worshipfactory.net, excuse me.
I want to mention the summer concerts that we're going to be sponsoring coming up here in another month or so. We're calling it Worship on the Lawn, mm-hmm. and we're holding it at a local church out in Santa Clarita, where you can bring your family, you can picnic, and you can just have a great time listening to some great Christian music. And it looks like we've got a band lined up.
Absolutely. There's an Australian band actually coming in, and they're worship. They come from a strong family of former Christian artists, and they're two young guys from Australia. It's called Sky Pilot, The Sky Pilot, and you also go to the website and be able to check out more information on Sky Pilot. Pretty amazing, wonderfully talented musicians. That is June 5th on the lawns of His Way Church in Valencia, California. Outdoor, bring a picnic basket, bring your blanket. Have a good day after Sunday. It's Sunday, actually, at 6 o'clock on Sunday, June 5th, which will be really, really fun. Yeah, this will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, looking forward to that one. So there's several things that we're not bringing up in this segment about Worship Factory, and we want to just kind of book in this segment so we can get into it with Mark in the next segment. So you got to get on the website, worshipfactory.net. You got to check out what's going on there.
This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengass and Monique Donnelly. You are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. And please enjoy I'm For You by Toby Mac.
Tell me, will it Saturday?